Thanks for joining me for season 5 of the We're Not Done Yet podcast. This is Susan Macias, and I'm so glad you're here as we talk about how we can serve the Lord, how we can serve our communities and each other. Because if we're not home yet, we're not done yet. Happy 2024. Can you believe that we are already at 2024? In fact, the first week is gone and we're into the second week and I'm still trying to get my Christmas decorations put away. So if you are not there yet, I am here to say that is okay. We will get it down and put away before Easter. Let's just make that commitment to one another. I'm so glad you're here today for the We're Not Done Yet podcast. This is Susan Macias. And if you have not listened to this before, I'm glad you're here now. Today, we're going to talk about the new year, and I'm looking at this new year a little bit differently, and it happened for a couple of different reasons. And to set this up, though, you need to know I am a big goals girl. Like, I am attracted by all the planners and the pretty stickers, and I like to write out my goals and have them in every area and make a nice poster and get things to where I know what my goals for the year are. Because what am I going to do and what am I going to get accomplished? And this year, I have felt a real pull on that. And it's a year where I have some big projects that are coming to fruition and that I feel like I do need goals. And yet the Lord has kind of pulled on the reins and said, let's back up, honey, and let's look at this a little bit differently. So if you're struggling with your goals for the new year, or you are tired from having all the goals and yet always feeling like you can't do enough and you can't accomplish enough and you really try hard and you want to, but life happens and you get 6 months into this and everything is just upside down and inside out. And why do you even try? I mean, maybe it's only me, but I suspect it's not only me. So we're going to look today at what does it mean to look at New Year's differently. We don't actually have to go in and say, what is our physical goal and our mental goal and our spiritual goal and our financial goal? There is nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it's bad. But there for me became a me-centeredness about that process that needed to be combated. And that is what the Lord is doing. So now that you know about me, that I'm, you know, Miss Goals Girl, and I will tell you I'm better at making goals and making them pretty than following through and making them happen because my life is so unpredictable. And that's just true. If you have people in your life, things don't always happen. And most people who make New Year's resolutions, by the first month, those are long gone and forgotten. So, you know, we're in good company. Most of us are really the people that go, we have good intentions. If intentions count, I'm awesome. But the follow through can be difficult. So what happened was over Christmas time, my son's church was doing a little thing called Las Posadas. And Las Posadas is tradition, I guess. It's a ceremony they do in lots of Latin American countries, and it's usually with the Catholic Church. My son, they have a Lutheran church, and they wanted to do something that would outreach to their neighbors, and so they had a Las Posadas. And Las Posadas, you know, I know all of what Spanish means for food, but for many other things, I'm really relying on Google. So hopefully Google has informed me correctly. Las Posadas means the ends. They're going from end to end, and it's this ceremony where you have music and you are following Mary and Joseph, and you're following them as they go knock on the doors, and then they say, nope, no room for you. And so they go to the next door, and there's songs that you sing as you go along. And finally, they come to the last door, and they knock on the door, and the innkeeper realizes it's Joseph and Mary. And okay, this part isn't, you know, exactly in scripture this way, but the point is that he recognizes that he wants to give a room at his inn to Mary and Joseph, but he can't because he has no rooms. But what he does have is a stable. And so he gives it to him. And there is this line in the song, and it goes like this. Though it's little I can offer, all I have, please call your own. And that line immediately as we were singing this little song, it was great. We're in San Antonio. You got mariachis. It was outside at night. It was beautiful. And it was very moving. Besides that, my granddaughter looked like the cutest angel ever. But besides that, as we're singing that line, I thought, well, that is so beautiful. It's not about what I'm getting. It's what I'm giving. All I have, it's a little I can offer, but all I have, please call your own. And then it got doubled up because for the first time, I was really thinking about Epiphany this year. And we'd never really done Epiphany in any way before. It's not in the tradition of the church that I go to, but started thinking about it and kind of always wondered what it was. It sounds very, I don't know, formal, but it's the idea that it's to have an epiphany, right? If you have an epiphany in your mind, it's because this manifestation of an idea comes and you realize what you need to do. So that's just a picture to give you what epiphany means. It's the manifestation of the deity of Christ. And it's marked with the thought that this is when the Magi came and presented the gifts. And that is when his deity was manifested. I don't quite know what all that means. I will tell you right now. Theologically, I go, but I love the idea of the point of when the Magi are giving is a place of celebration. And so my husband and I ended up thinking about Epiphany this year more than we ever had before. What could we be giving? The first thing you see with the Magi is the idea that they are seeking Jesus. And I think I don't want to lose that this year. We are promised repeatedly in Scripture, way before Jesus says it in Matthew 7, the Father is repeated through the Old Testament, seek and you will find. It is a promise that we have. Those who seek him, he will let himself be found by them. That's in Chronicles. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful picture of he wants to be found and he wants us to seek him and he wants us to find him. He's going to be like, you know, the 2-year-old hiding that's, you know, peeking out from behind the tree. Of course you find him. God is the God who wants to be found. So not only am I going to seek him this year, but my focus instead of what am I going to accomplish? What am I going to try to do? What am I going to get? It's instead, what can I give my Lord? How can I reveal the manifestation of his deity? What can I say? How can I love on my neighbors? How can I give? What is it that I can do for the Lord? What can I give him? I don't have much. I have no more than that innkeeper with a dirty stall to offer. And though it's little that I can offer, all I have, Jesus, please call your own. I believe we're in times where we can say things are difficult and it's a little scary out there and we don't know what's going to happen. Here's what we can know. God is in charge and he loves us. When we seek him, we will find him. And the wisest of us will seek the hardest. And when we find him, we will learn everything we can learn from him. And we will offer the little that we have, we'll offer all of it. Like the little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, there's no way we have enough. We don't. That's the point. God doesn't say, come to me when you have enough. Come to me, seek me when you have it figured out. Seek me when you've figured out your problems and solved those issues. Seek me when your kids have pulled their lives back together. Seek me when your marriage is okay again. No, seek him now. You don't feel qualified. None of us are qualified. Offer him all that you have. That's my goal for 2024, is to have this sentence up in my brain, and I'm going to have to put it up somewhere so I can remember it over and over again. But it's little I can offer, but all I have, please call your own, Jesus. It's all yours. How about you? What if we, as the Church of Jesus, stood up and had little to offer, but offered it all to Him? Just think of the love we would share and the testimony that would change about the Church of Jesus that we would love so well. So for 2024, instead of us having resolutions that most likely will be defunct by the end of January, let's keep coming back at the beginning of each month and remembering, okay, this is all I got this month, but all I have, please call your own, Jesus. It's for you and your kingdom and your purpose. Let me pray real quick. Father God, we just offer up 2024 to you. And we don't have much, but we offer it all to you. Our lives, our words, our fortunes, our time, our love, our service. May you use them to your glory, that we would decrease and you would increase. In the name of Jesus, amen. Happy New Year.